Tuesday night, Maseches Sanhedrin, the Daf Yomi Shia, we're up to Daf Hayamid Aleph. We're going to start with Dalet Amud Beis, I believe the bottom, Tana Rabbanan. Going back to the Din HaMishnah, Dini Momenus Bishlosha, Tana Rabbanan. Dini Momenus Bishlosha, we go now to Daf Hayamid Aleph. V'mhoya Mumcha L'Rabim, which doesn't necessarily mean Samuch. Mumcha L'Rabim means a recognized expert. So before we had the word mumcha, and itaka meant shloisha mumchem, in the context that the Gemara used it, it meant smuchim. But here it doesn't mean that. Here it just means a recognized expert. Whether it's, there's different lashonos in the Rishonim. Someone with experience, someone that's a recognized expert, someone that's doing it a lot, someone that's choshev. So, don afilu yechidi. So Rashi learns, that means, again, we're talking about he has authority. That means if he's appointed, someone has to appoint him. He can't just stand up and become a dictator. If he's appointed a dayan in the town, he has indeed the judicial authority to do whatever a bezdin of a town can do, even though he's a yochid. So Rashi learns the chsiv tzedek tishbot, which is mashma yochid, because sober ain't kaner of parshius. As Rashi learns, it goes like a vachabrei dravika, that merely midiraisa dayan echad is kosher, from tzedek tishbot amisechaz alosh and yochid, and you don't say erev parshius kosev kan. So we're talking about basic momentous. Midirabonan, they said you should have shlosha because of yoshvei kronos. So what the Gemara here is saying, according to Rashi, is that if he's a mumcha the rabbim, they left it on the din Torah, and they didn't require three, and one is enough. That's how Rashi learns. Tosfos learns, Tosfos learns that it can go according to the Mandiyoma Erev Parshius Kosev Kan. But you're right, so you need three. Chachamim on the Sakein, Bifnei Dilas Delas, Bifnei Lovin, the three Had Yoytus is enough. You don't need three Smuchim. So just like the Masakein, the three Had Yoytus is enough. Shleitinu Delas, Bifnei Lovin. The Masakein, the Mumcha the Rabbim is also good enough. That's part of the Tekanos Chachamim. That should be enough. Okay. Amar Rav Nachman. That's two explanations of the Gemara. There's a Mishnah Pirkei Avos that says Al Tehi Don Yechidi. So they say the Tzakam Midas Chasidus, as a lot of Pirkei Avos is. It's not a good idea. Like, stay away from it. But Taka Em Hayam Mumcha L'Rabim, he has a right to be Don Yechidi. Amar Rav Nachman. So what's called a mumche? This is how you know that it doesn't mean a samuch, because the Gemara looks for, tries to quantify it, say what it means. Amar Rav Nachman going ano don dini momenus biyachidi. Chin Amar Rav Chiya going ano don dini momenus biyachidi. Kiboyeluhu, what exactly is the nukuda? Going ano the gemirno. Rashi learns gemirno. That's from the Loshon Gemara. The technical term precisely means I learned. He heard Torah Shabbal Peh from a Rebbe. The Gemirna Shmuos Vidinim Meraboisai Usavirna Yodeani Lahoisif Uliyashe Paimim Idaiti Lamdan, he says the Pshat, he can extrapolate. And Unakitna Rishusa Merej Galusa, we're talking in Bavel. The authority who was authorized by the government, they had authority to have a srara, so it was the Reish Galusa, and so I have Rishus from Reish Galusa, so that's Dainona Dinim Omenes B'Yachid. Avaloi Nokit Rishusa Dino Loi Dino, so that's one sad. Haidulma Avogadaloi Nokit Rishusa Dinei Din Dinei Dino. That's the question. Do you need that third requirement? Is Gemirna Svirna enough? What do you need? This Nikitas Rishus. And this is going to lead us into what we call Smicha nowadays, which is not really Smicha, but it's this inyan of Nikitas Rishus. Okay, it's not the Reish Galusa, and there's no Srora involved. But the concept is taken now from this Gemara we're going to learn today, Mitzvah Shem. The idea of taking Rishus to Paskin. Toshma. Right now we're clearing if the Mumcha L'Rabim needs that third requirement. If you need Nikitas Rishus from the Reish Galusa. Toshma de Marzut, Rav Nachman, Don Dina. meaning b'yichidi. The ta'ah, also the kamed Rabbi Yosef amalei im kibluch alayhu. If the baleidin were makabel, in other words, they authorized you and they said you'll be potter if you make a mistake. Loi teshalim yitaka, don't have to pay. V'iloi, but if they didn't beferish, if they weren't makabel, the tolls, so zil shlim, you have to pay. Shema mino ki loy nokat rishus adinei dina. Because if you had natilus rishus, then you wouldn't have to pay. It would be nichol in that you're a potter, and if something happens, if you make a mistake. We're not talking about a tov b'dvar mishnah, which is a gross error. We're talking about what's called tov b'shikal adas. We'll learn later in the Gemara the different levels of tos. We're talking about tov b'shikal adas. If you were noiket rishus from the reish galusa, that patters you from paying, either because it's considered a choshev, the level of paskening, so you're called an oinus, or because he had the right to make hefker best in hefker, and that's what he's doing. Different rishonim interpreted in different ways. Hakoponim, here that obviously wasn't enough. So, you see, you don't need it, because he was dan b'yichidus. And still, the only way he was going to be potter from mominus was if they were makabel him. So, Shmamina ki loy nokat rishusa dina dina. Shmamina. Okay.
What does it mean
they weren't makabel? What does that mean? They weren't makabel his toes, that he should be his toes. Makabel here means that they said the feirish that even if you make a toes, you pot them. It's actually written that way in Shtari Birura nowadays. Many, but they didn't write it in. They don't write in about paying, they just write in the Baleidinim HaMakabel them Bein Ledin blah blah, whatever it says, Bein Letos, even if he makes a Tos. But again, it's only talking about Tera B'Shikal Adas, which means it has a pshat. We'll see later, that doesn't mean a gross error, so which would be called, let's say, Tov B'Dvar Mishnah or Tov B'Dover Shatztukim Modembo, which is even the grossest error a Dayan could make. Tov B'Shikal Adas means like the Hachra, which is against normative halacha, but it certainly has a mahalach what he did. So that's called Tov B'Shikal Adas. Okay, let's go weiter. Yeah. Omar Rav, Haiman the boy lemeidan dina, Vito boy lemiftira, he wants to be potter. Maybe they don't want to be makabel him for that. Lishkol Rishusa, he should get Rishus, this Rishusa to be done, and then he'd be potter. Rashi learns the Nakuda is look at the Rishus Rishusa, yeah. Okay, Rashi, Nakitna Rishusa Mereish Galusa, Dainino Dine Momenus Biyachidi. Dina lab dina, the other dina lagamri, maybe, if you don't get rishus. Don dina biyachidi, ikib lachalayo lagamri lelech achrecho im ledin vim letos, v'lo yud pa'ucho lo tashalim. V'lo yzil shlim, v'lo yikib lo ta'us lachalayim, domer lecho dainos la din toira, the correct halacha, dafka. Zil shlim, v'mi yamehede dina loy, alma gover v'sovir, so he has to pay, but it's not bottled the din. It's valid. Alma gover v'sovir, because if he had rishus, he wouldn't have to pay. And then the Gemara says, if you want to be part of paying lishkol rishus, even the rishus noches loy mishalim. That's according to Rashi. That's the nakuda. The stoma the beer is because then you're called an oinus. If you have this official rishus from the reish galusa, then you're called an oinus. Others, as I said, learn like hefka best than hefka. Lechein Omar Shmuel, Lishkol Rishusa Mibei Reish Kalusa. Pshita, the Gemara says, Mehocha lo hocha, hocha's Babel. We're learning Talmud Bavli. Mei Reish Kalusa lo Babel, le Meidon Dina be Babel. Umehosom lo hocha min Nosi Deretz Yisrael. There was an authority, call it a civil authority. There wasn't the authority. The person that was, it wasn't the Melech, but he was in charge. Was an authority. Minosi Deretz Yisrael, Lord and Beretz Yisrael. Mahani, that's Rishus and your potter, taka from paying. Umi Hochalo Hosom Mahani. Because the Svara you acquire in Babel, the Natilus Rishus you get in Babel, is actually more powerful. Because the Reish Galusa had more authority than the Reish of the Kehilos, of the Kehila, the Reish, the authority in Eretz Yisrael. So, Umehacha Lohasam Mahani, Dahacha Shevet, the Lashon of the Pasuk Layasa Shevet Mi Yehuda, Shevet is Lashon Srora. Yeshlem Rishus Lahafker, Defkin based in Hefker, Yasim Chala Shalayoba Yabi Yavamas Bisharaba, Fahasam Machokek, and in Eretz Yisrael it says Layoshev, Layasa Shevet Mi Yehuda, because that's what we darshan. Kidatanya, Layasa Shevet Mi Yehuda, Eli Rashi Goli Yeshiva Babel, who got there with Sheroidin as Yisrael B'Shevet, because they had Lamaisa their authority from the Malchei Pras. They were given the authority by the local authorities. Like in Europe, it was this way for hundreds and hundreds of years. In America, you have separation of church and state. Now, you have in Western countries, we have separation of church and state. So the authorities, I mean, I don't know how it is in Europe now. I think in Europe, they do have a koach. The authorities give the Bote Din a koach to Paskin. Here we have trouble getting it in Eretz Yisrael. But Akoponim, in Europe it was always like that. America, it's not like that because of separation of church and state. They can't give them the authority. But it's really, it's a good thing on one hand. We grew up that separation of church and state was the most wonderful thing in the world. Because it gave you freedom, right? But on the other hand, freedom of religion. It's really not mukhrach. You can have freedom of religion and no separation of church and state. But that's the Constitution. It doesn't say, I don't think separation of church and state. I think it's an interpretation of the Supreme Court. The First Amendment is Congress should pass no law favoring a religion. So that became called the doctrine of separation of church and state, even though it's not mukhrach. You could have a Christian country that the institutions are Christian. You could. But they don't pass a law favoring Christians. They're not allowed to pass a law that Christians pay less taxes. Face. Upon him, so we grew up that it's a tremendous bracha, and it is in many ways. Because they can't make a gzeira not to keep Shabbos. Right? They can't make a gzeira not to be mal. They can't make any gzeiras not to bake matzahs. They can't tax kosher meat to make it prohibitively expensive. They can't, because that, I mean, it would be against the Constitution, because it would be called for or against the religion. But it has a very big downside. What we're learning now in the Gemara is the huge downside, that the Bote Din, our institutions, can't have any koach, because the civil authorities can't give it koach, because it's essentially a religious institution. So, Marshal, the Beis Din in America, in Eretz Yisrael, was supposed to be the Bote Din are authorized. Now they messed up the whole system, but they're authorized by the authorities. There's people in charge of the authorities, and they empowered the Beis Din. America, you can't. So it's not a question of the Bote Din are powerless because they're no good. The political structure of America doesn't allow Bote Din to be authorized. It's not their fault. Now maybe it's a bracha. Maybe if they'd be authorized, they'd do more damage than they do now. And it's all basher that they're not authorized. Could be. But the Maizi have to understand that this is what we're talking about. Always existed in Europe. They were divided by our souls. A Beis Din was able to punish, was able to tax, was able to be kofet people to do things. Nowadays, in democracies, you don't have that. I mean, in most Western democracies. So, that's the shevet in Yehuda. When they, in Babel, they get from the local authorities. So, that's a strong koach. Shevet los nesror. They can even do hefker based on hefker. And Eli Roshagoli, Shebabobo, Sheroidin, is Israel b'shevet. Umachokek mi bein raglov. Elu b'nei bonav shel Hillel. This is an Eretz Yisrael. Shemalamdin Torah b'rabim. Mechokek is Shrora muetes. Sherodim esom sheishlem korach rishus meis malchei fras. But in Eretz Yisrael, there were no authorities. So
that became a chisaron, so to speak, that you didn't get authority from anybody, and they never took the authority, they never formed the authority. It's like they just lived in their cell, like thing without a government. I don't know, later when Rome took over, maybe they never... There was never a government in Eretz Yisrael. In all the years of Golos, there was never, it was like, what do I mean? It was never a, it was always like Turkey had it, or Rome had it. So they were just Kodesh it, and they did what they did, but they never annexed it. Like they never became the Bailim of Eretz Yisrael. That never happened in all the years of Golos, that a different country, a different Ummah, became the Bailam of Eretz Yisrael. They were the Apotropsim. Turkey never considered, they never annexed Eretz Yisrael to Turkey. They never made it like part of their country. They just owned it. Like they the Bailams. So there, there were no local authorities, so they didn't have Shevet, they only had Mechokik. But what about, so what about Mehosom Lahocha? Let's say someone gets Natilus Rishus from whatever authority there exists in Eretz Israel. Can he be a Dayan in Bavel and force people and be Kofa people and have all the Koach of the Dayanim in Bavel? So the Gemara, Hillel Nasi Oyek, Rashi says, Kedem Rebbe Pesachim Be'lu Dvorim, Hashivu Beroish, Aminuhu Nasi Aleyah. Toshma Adarabba Babar Chono Don Dina. The Bavel Vita'a. Okay. Also Lekame Rav Chia. So he was in Eretz Yisrael. They used to travel back and forth. So he went in front of Rav Chia in Eretz Yisrael to see if he has to pay. Amalei Yikiblu Chalayu Lo Tishalem Bilo Yizil Shalim. For Rabbi Barchona Rishusa Havinokit. He had Rishus from the Nasi in Eretz Yisrael to be done. We'll see that in a moment. Rebbe gave him Rishus to be done. Shema Mino, Mehosum Lahoka Loi Mahani. That's not enough to pat you from paying. You have to have him Kibble Chalov to Bali Dinim. Also, like to sell a comment to Rav Chia, Shema Mino, Mehosum Lahoka Loi Mahani. The Rabbi Bar Bachon of Rishus HaVinokim Merebi, the Nasi Deretz Yisrael Hoi, Kedamino Lekama Bishmaitz and Benochi Yori Lebodel. So Shmamino that Mehosum Lohoka Loi Mahani. Shmamino. Correct, the Mora Beloi Mahani. For her Rabbi Bar Avuna, Kavi Minzi Badi the Beresh Galusa, when he would be arguing with the Bnei Resh Galusa, with that household, Omar, he would say to them, like, don't think you're such knackers. Lod Minaych and Akitna Rishusa. I don't have Rishus to be done from you. I'm not totally in you. Nakitna Rishus from the Abba Mori. I have Rishus from my father. That would be Rav Huna. For Abba Mori, may Rav. For Rav, may Rav Chia. For Rav Chia, may Rebbe. It was the Nasi in Eretz Yisrael. By the way, see, if you have Rishus, you can give Rishus. So we see that when Rabbi Bar Rav Huna got Rishus from Rebbe, helped him in Bavel. Mora says, no. The Mirsa Bambu Hudukam Luhu. He was just getting the, he wanted the Bnei Resh Galusa to leave him alone. Stop bothering him. Well, he wanted just to say they shouldn't feel he's kafif to them. But really, the Rishus that he got in Eretz Yisrael would not have helped. So if it doesn't help in Bobo, why did Rabbi Bar Bachuna get it? He did it right when he went to Bobo. So why did he do it for him? He didn't do him any good in Bobo. The more answers like, they follow Eretz Yisrael. Either he spent time there or he was there. So upon him, there he could be done and he would be potter if he'd make a mistake. Okay? My Rishusa, what are we talking about that you get Rishus? And now we tell Kevinoch, it's Rabbi Bar Bachana the Bavel. This is how the Gemara just knew that it was when he went down to Bavel that he got Rishus. Amalei Rav Chia. That's now going to be the uncle of Rabbi Bar Bachana. Ben Ochi, Yorin the Bavel. Yeah.
Yore, he has reshus to be more in Issa Veheta. Yore, yeah. Or maybe it's a question. Yore, he said Yore. Yodin. Rashi, my reshus of the Rabbi Bar Chana. Yore Issa Veheta, Amulam Rabbi, Yore. Kam Pochi Gomer, Lomele Rishus of Bahira. Chayre Issa Veheta doesn't need reshus. There's no. If people trust you, you pass them. You don't need your shus. When two people come to you for the entire Chesham Mishpat, so there's an Indian of Srora involved, that they're cough off to listen to you. But Issa the Heter doesn't have that element. So it's just a question, you know, if you know your stuff. So once you get your shus, so what do you need until it's your shus? Yata B'choros, Yata. That's another avenue that you need special shus. Tabinachas Rav the Babel, Lamele Rabchia the Rav, and Achaisa Yoru the Babel, Yoru, Yoru, Yodin, Yodin, Yatta Bechayus, Al Yatta. I was going to say why. Yatta Bechayus, Rashi says, means you're in the moment. Vim Kabuhu Yatirenu the Sheikh, the Vim the Rebbe, and the Bechor Takona, Chiba Boimum, Yaka Chumanai. Marshall Lamad of Kakori Ben Ochi, Marshall Lamad of Kakori Ben Achoso, they are both his nephews. Mechita Mochi, Abi Maisa, but Mamar, Abel Bechana, Bishilu, Maisa, Rabchia, Kulu Bnei Abba, Bar Acha, Karshwami, Kafra, Havi. I don't know, it all works out. In other words, the film, Rag was the nephew of Rabchia, and therefore, why? What was the difference? Why didn't he give him a shus to be done in Bechayos? Rab Barach would know Barach say. Rabbi Bar Bar Chono. Right, when Rab Barach would the Barach say. Rabbi Bar Bar Chono Barach would the Rab Barach say. It was one of these stories with someone dying and you end up marrying someone you're not related to, but the other people are half brothers and half sisters, like you have three wives, you have three sets of children. So the first, not you, I mean, right? A man and wife, and then the man dies, so she marries someone else, and then she dies and he marries someone else. So the first and the third are not related at all, while the first and the second and the second and the third share a parent. So that's why he called him Ben Ochi, if he was Ben Ochi and Ben Achoso. Rab Barachudu Barachse. Rab Barachona Barachudu Lo Barachse. Okay, Bibo Yuseimo. The reason he called him Ben Achoso is Hashem Chochmos. Because he was an unusual chacham, the chsev amar lachoch me'achosi. So it was complimentary that he called him Ben-Achosi instead of Ben-Ochi. We're going to continue now with the Tilos Rishus that Rav took from Reb. Yatta b'chayrus, Hashem chachmosi, shayarav chacham b'yosef, koylei Ben-Achosi. Okay. So Rebbe said, al yatta. My time. Why? Ilanim should loy chachem. Can't be. A kamrin and the chachem tuva. We just got through saying. Elam ishim deloy bekiya the mumi. He's not boki in the mumi, which is kavua, which is omer. Vama rav shmanosach adoshim gedalti eitzel raya behema leida eizem mum kavua veizem mum oiver. Ela lach lach loy kavri. The Rabbi Bar Bar Chana, to show that he was a cut above Rav. What? Rashi, Lach LaKovod, the Rabbi, they shouldn't go by Bnei Bob LaKovod, Shavuk LeHach HaShivusot, it's only for him. The little Rav, on the Higabe, Yokor B'Lav Hachi. That's what it's mashma from Rashi. But yeah, but Lamaisa Rab didn't have Rishus. Yeah,
not because he was less, it was more.
Yeah. To ensure that he gets the proper covered, that Rabbi Bar Bachana gets the proper covered. Hiba Yusema Mishum Hogufa. The Rav Kiba Mumitzvei. Rav was a big bunkie. The Shari Mumadul Yad Yinshi. Rami Kegad the Shari Rav, also the Mishri Mumoiver. They'll really get messed up. So because he was such an expert, they didn't let him paskin because he would do it in ways that people would extrapolate wrongly. They do, the mice. It's like saying a big bucky in like a safros and a sefer Torah. So he'll be mad at things that someone else would dismiss. But he's a big bucky and he knows the Torah, he knows the cheshbonos. But it's dangerous. People see and they'll extrapolate. They will. They do. They will. Igamir Rishus Alamali. What are we talking about? By Yisuv Ahetah. What are we talking about? Yairi, Igamir Rishus Alamali. Igamir Rishus Alamali Lamishkal. Shemaisa Shehoya. The Tanya Palmachot of Rabbi Lamokamechot. Rabbi Nayazim Shemagablin Isosehem Betumba. Omelem Neymata Megablin Isosehem Betumba. Chalo is going to be Tomei. Omelem Talmadech Adolakan. The Horolono made Betsoim. That's like swamp water. Ain machshirin. They not machshirin lekabel tumma, because it's not called mayim, so it's not one of the seven mashkim. We keep it right. So since we are lush, our isos with that liquid, so the isos is not mekabel tumma. The who, but the Talmud may bates him. Toresh lehu, the liquid part of the bates him. Because it's not called the mashke. Vinusover may be some kamar. Okay, that's number one. So, wait. Yeah. The Torunami Baha may chromion or may piga, different types of naharos. Sulin, Mineshain may be soyim. They're really not fresh water. Vinusover. No, Vinusover. They thought that it's not machshir. The lohi, hosom when yechatos bein mayim chayim. Hochach shuri kol du machshir as long as it has a din of mayim. Tana boys, the show goes with Talmud al Yoira Elam Kain Noitul Rishus Meirabai. That the Rav won't give him Rishus until he sees he has a clarity that people won't misunderstand. Tanchum Reid Ravami Itlo Lachasor went to a place. Dorish Lumut Alulsa is Chitim Pesach to soak it in water to make it soft and to grind it up right away. Amaloi Lev Rebbe Mani the Mensori Kahocha. He's your Rebbe. V'tanya Talmud Al Yer Alacha B'Mokam Rabbi. Elam Ken Al Yerochim Mimenu Sholosh Parsois Kegel Machni Yisrael. Amaloi Lev Adaitoi. You're right. I didn't realize that he was here. I didn't think about it. Slipped my mind. Okay, we'll stop here.